Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. There's a publication online, it's called theladders.com, and I find a lot of great articles on this site and very inspirational stuff. And one of the ones I came across, which I think is really good, is there was an article about a woman, her name is Bonnie Ware, who spent her career as a palliative care nurse. And those are the people that I mean, they're saints. They're working with people that have usually from about 3 months up to 12 months to live. And so she spent a lot of time asking those people about the regrets that they had in life. And there's some things that she came out with that I thought were particularly interesting. And one of them is that they wish that they hadn't made decisions based on what other people think. And if you think about it, if you're basing your decisions on other people's opinions, it's not what you're necessarily looking for. You're trying to make other people happy. So you may make a career choice because your parent thinks that that's something that you should do, right? Like maybe your father always wanted you to be an engineer, but you have no love for engineering, but yet you become that because that's what he wants you to do. And you don't thrive in it. You don't enjoy it because you're not following your passion in life, but yet you're doing it based on what somebody else wants you to do. The other thing too is that, you know, when you fail to really keep your own morals in place, again, letting other people drive those morals for you. So if you're working for a company that's not doing things the way they should be doing from a moralistic standpoint, you're not going to be happy doing that long term because it doesn't align with your sense of value, and that becomes a huge problem. So that's going to have a serious impact on your ability to be happy. A second thing that this group of people in the palliative care unit said is that they wish they hadn't worked so hard. And that's one that's not so surprising, right? Nobody sits on their deathbed saying that they wish they worked more, right? But they said that they wish they had spent more time with people closest to them was the biggest one, right? Because they spent so much time at work that they overlooked other things and other people that were really important to them. And again, not a surprise on that one. A third one is that they wish that they expressed their feelings more. And that's one that's interesting, right? We talk about the challenge with putting your emotions out there, especially when you're a young child. But then all of a sudden those feelings start to get pent up or you know, if you're not expressing them, there are repercussions in other parts of life and that will ultimately impact your happiness. Fourth one came up with was they wish they had stayed in touch with their friends or in better touch with their friends. And we know that the single biggest driver of happiness is the relationships you've had. And we've done many shows about it. But it's one of the things that happens is when we get busy, some of the relationships we have with people that are important to us maybe fall by the wayside. And the beauty of great friends is you can pick up the phone or you can send them a note, and if they're the right type of friend, you pick up from where you left off last time. And that last time might be, you know, a month, it may be a year, or it may be a decade. But if you haven't connected with important people for a while, that's an important thing to do in terms of your happiness. And then finally, the last one they had listed was they wish they had let themselves be happy. So in the end, people just want to be happy. And instead of being happy, we tend to we allow ourselves to suffer. And then in the situation like we're talking about with this group, now they're facing the end of their life and they realize that all these things that got in their way to experience joy were not really that important anyway. And sometimes it takes a major life event for us to realize that, or a life or death event where we say, you know, why was I so worried about these insignificant or relatively insignificant things in my life? If I'm worrying about it and I'm letting it bring me down, and I also ask myself, will this matter in a year? Will it matter in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Maybe that's the way to put things in perspective so that you don't let things get to you as much and so that you do give yourself the ability to be happy. Let yourself be happy. That's really the message here. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. The link's joelbrookman.com. It's joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher and pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose. and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, just think about what's really important in life. Think about those choices that you can make so that you don't have regrets later on. And think about the idea of satisfying yourself, not others. That's really what the first piece. You know, think about the idea of appreciating people while you can, not spending all your time at work, right? Making sure you have that life balance. Express your feelings. Let people know how you feel about them. And stay in touch with people that are important to you, even if you do get busy. It only takes a second to drop a text message to someone or to leave them a voicemail. And just let yourself be happy.